Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Somebody said, I saw Richard Pasco and Barry Ian and I'm pretty sure it was Paul Macon and somebody else at dinner. And he said, at that stage of the game, it was 7:45 at night. Well, actually, they went to lunch and then they had a meeting and then they went back for dinner. That's the explanation for the... what a foursome, fivesome that would have been. Richard, good afternoon and welcome, mate. Right from the word go, Harvey with an email. Do you really need security on a Samsung smartphone?
On the brand new ones, I'd say no, Pilco, you don't out there as well. Simple, and yeah, a lot of people go along and put them on there. They'll find them on the App Store and they go along and install things, you know, terrible virus checkers on there. Remember, it's down to you. If you don't browse to where you're not supposed to be going, if you don't click links and emails that you obviously know that you shouldn't go along and be clicking, you'll be fine out there, especially on a smartphone. It's a lot different.
Right up. Some of the unusual client questions you've had this week. One is on Windows updates. I know they're automatic.
Can we just backpedal? We're going to backpedal one thing.
Yeah.
The most unusual client problem I had this week, I got called out to a client's place. He made me go in, sit down in his office, and he explained to me that he couldn't stream porn as well as he used to be able to. What's the problem, Richard? I've got a really good internet connection.
No names. No names. Whatever you do, no names.
No names. He's listened to the segment. He's dying at the moment because I've actually said there's really good internet connection, and he had to, can you sort this out for me? As well.
And somebody said it took you a day and a half to do it. That seems unusual, but anyway. Okay. Oh, God. Get them all. Windows updates. I know they're automatic, but do they need to be checked?
They do, Pilco. So, you know, if you've got a Windows 10 computer, go in there. I always had a client go in there about once a month. Have a good look around, make sure that they're all installing, and make sure your optional updates are coming down as well. So click the links, make sure that they're all coming down and that you run them. And if they don't install, Pilco, you've got something wrong with your computer because they should all install. And a lot of the time it's because you've got, let's say, a less than great antivirus on there that kind of like stops them sometimes. But updates are the first line of defense about keeping you safe. So, yep, you should go in there and make sure that you install them.
Richard, you've been critical. You haven't held back over the last year or so about some of the antivirus products that are available. Have you found any more to add to this list of yours?
Well, let's run down the old list that we always do. So AVG, Avast, Avera, McAfee, Kaspersky, and let's add WebRoot into it as well.
Web what?
WebRoot. As well. So WebRoot will be installed by IT guys, and they hold the password to you as well. So if you want to uninstall it, you can't install it unless you go back to them. And, you know, I had a client during the week, we couldn't uninstall it. They went back to them. They charged them $150 to actually remove the thing. Really? Windows update was still damaged, so it ended up costing this poor woman more money to go along and get it all fixed. So, you know, the ones I do, you know, Defender, which comes with Windows 10, is doing a really great job, and it's free on there as well. If you feel you need some extra protection on there, Trend and Norton are probably the only two I'd recommend at the moment. But some of the others, as we, you know, as we mentioned before, and it's not up to me to hold back, they're terrible in so many instances because they stop the Windows updates. They invite you to buy more things as well, which I don't particularly like. So they should really just sit in the background, do their job, hopefully that they will do their job and protect you. But so many of them don't do their job.
All right. To Greenacres, our first caller for the afternoon on 8223-0000. What have we got? It's nearly 10 minutes past two. Nina from there with a question for Richard. Good afternoon, Nina.
Oh, hello, guys.
Hi, Nina. Nina, can we say Greenacres is the place to be? Sorry, I just had to get that old joke out of the way. Sorry.
It sounds good.
Thanks, Nina. So, yes.
I'm 84 and I've just come out of hospital.
Yep.
And I'm only on my landline.
Yeah.
And I'm having so much trouble with Telstra. I keep, you know, I'm talking to physios and doctors.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you're there, you're there, you're there.
Right.
Yeah, and I've been having so much trouble, you wouldn't believe it. It's frustrating. Is there anything you can...
So are you on the NBN, Nina?
I've got it on, but I'm not connected.
Yeah, so you've got one of their white modems that goes into there. Has anybody swapped the phone over for you, Nina?
This is my fourth phone.
Right. Do the lights on the back of the box drop out?
No.
They're all steady, are they?
Yes.
All right. Nina, we've got your number. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take your details and I'll talk to Telstra on your behalf, but I'll ring you back, get some details from you probably tomorrow, and then I'll talk to Chris Marks at Telstra and we'll see what we can do for you to make sure that you can talk to the people that you need to talk to, Nina, all right?
I've got an appointment tomorrow.
I will ring you back, Nina. It's okay, all right? Have faith in me, okay?
I trust you.
All right. Thanks, Nina, but we'll get it sorted for you.
Thanks, love. Bye.
He'll ring you at 2 o'clock in the morning, Nina. You'll be up and about in plenty of time for the appointment.
From the front bar of the Havelock Hotel. So, yes.
Richard Pascoe, the tech guy. You've got a question. Here's the opportunity. And John's on a mobile. Has taken that very opportunity on 822-3000. G'day, John.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Good, John.
Just quickly, would you be able to speak to me about cryptocurrency? Because I'm having a bit of a hard time not sort of getting my head around what it's worth and what it does and all the rest of the stuff. Just what's good, what's bad, who's doing what, and apparently the Chinese are trying to scam a lot of us as well.
Yeah.
So
I'm not I'm not the bloke to speak to because I'm not a big fan of cryptocurrency. You know, crypto.
Yeah, I realize that. But
cryptocurrency to me is like we might as well run down the casino and drop $1,000 on black and hope it doubles in price.
So you don't see that taking over in a few years' time?
It might. I'm more of a tech. Yeah, I've sat down. I've done courses on it, John. Nobody's convinced me yet.
Okay, all right. Because the thing is, as you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, right? Bitcoin's sitting at 48,000.
That's right.
And there's a few others that are starting to creep up to $3,000 to $4,000. And
yes.
So if you leave it too late, you can end up sort of. It's basically like a share thing, isn't it?
It is. Yep. But the point is, John, when you have things like cryptocurrency wallets on there as well, you can't lose the encryption key.
I heard about that.
I've had people that have lost their encryption key because they didn't, and they get me out, and there's nothing I can do about it once you've lost it.
Yeah, apparently there's a bloke in America who's got a couple of, I don't know if it's a billion or half a billion or something, and he can't remember his bloody.
That's right.
And he's been on the news crying about it, but yeah.
Yep.
So just quickly, right? Because the currency. It is like a share thing.
Yep.
So does it really matter when you get into it or not necessarily?
You've got to pick what's going to go up and pick the hope that it doesn't drop. That's where it boils down to. Because it can drop, and that's always been the thing for me with shares as well. Everybody can give you the mathematical formula to say it's about to go up, they're about to drop. To me, I can't see it. And I've been to courses on it. Maybe I understand tech a bit more than cryptocurrency. But good luck, John, if you're going to do it. But don't put your life savings in, all right?
Thank you.
We're talking with Richard Pascoe from Goldsborough Financial Services. He'll be back in a moment. Father Jones on the line. We won't keep her waiting, for goodness sake. She's probably just fresh out of the Archer Hotel having had lunch. Yeah, that's her. Yeah, 2:15. Lunch would have finished by now. Father Jones, my love, how are you?
I'm a bit warm, Philco. I probably need to go to the Archer Hotel. But I've had a few issues. Just two very quick questions. Richard, I keep getting a message on my computer telling me that I have to do updates, which is fine.
Good.
So I look in the updates at the top corner,
yep.
And it says they're already done. So why does it keep telling me that? Doesn't it trust me?
No, it doesn't trust you, Joan.
End of story.
It doesn't say. There should be a reason why. So we're talking about your Apple computers, aren't we, Joan?
This is my desktop one, yes.
Yeah, your desktop one on there. So open that up and make sure that it's not just an update to Big Sur, which I don't think you've done yet, have you?
No.
That's what it's going to try and get you to do, Joan. So before you do that, before you press that button, you talk to me first, all right?
I will. Now, I have another very quick question because I heard you talking to somebody else about the NBN-type telephone.
Yep.
I left my phone in the car the other day, very silly. So I tried to use my home phone, and I was dialing a 1-300 number, and it wouldn't do it. Can you explain that?
Yeah, who are you with?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your provider?
iiNet.
Yeah, they probably block 1-300 numbers.
Why? I have to pay for it.
Yeah, I know that, but it's part of your package, so they've got no way of billing you extra for that 1-300 number.
Well, you solve all my mysteries.
There we go, Joan.
Wednesday.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Joan.
Father Joan up in North Adelaide. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. You've got a question, 8223-0000. Give us a call right now. It's just on 16 minutes past two.
Want real work where you can grow your savings and also help the community? Want real experience? Something great for your resume and also your life? Jobs are available now in regional SA with incentives of up to $6,000. See the real opportunities across agriculture, tourism, and hospitality. Apply now at regionalwork.sa.gov.au. Real work, real experience. A message from the Government of South Australia.
Bushfire arson threatens lives and leaves a trail of destruction. If you see people acting suspicious, something that makes you wonder, a vehicle or driver that looks out of place, or signs of where a small fire might have been, call police. Or if there's an emergency, call 000. Help stamp out firebugs this summer. If you have information about deliberately lit fires, call Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers SA, Police Credit Union and Nine News, supporting better communities.
18 minutes past. Jonathan, or rather Thomas, is from Matoop and Toop. Thomas Crawford, one of the sales partners. He's in the Interactive Lounge until about 2:30. It's of advice you're after about real estate, the selling of a property, the buying of a property, renting, perhaps even looking for a landlord. You're a landlord and you want good property management. You want some information given expertly and confidentially. Thomas is available right now until about 2:30 in that Interactive Lounge. Thomas from Toop and Toop, the real estate people of Adelaide, and that Interactive Lounge number, different to the 8223 number, is 8419 1473. That's 8419 1473. And one of the sales partners from Toop and Toop, Thomas Crawford, is in the lounge until around about 2:30 for you.
Did you know that The Reject Shop has many of your favourite brands at Australia's cheapest prices, including 100-gram Dove regular soap, only $1 each? For the cheapest snacks and groceries, it's got to be The Reject Shop, where we guarantee cheapest prices every day.
At Harvey Norman, get 5% back in Harvey Norman gift cards when you spend $500 or more on selected cooking appliances. Plus, get $1,000 cash back on selected Belling cookers. Or 10% cash back when you purchase 3 or more Smeg Classic or Victoria cooking appliances. Get 5% back in Harvey Norman gift cards when you spend $500 or more on selected cooking appliances. Conditions apply. See store for details. Cash back via redemption. Updating, upgrading, or planning an entire new kitchen. Talk to our team now. Ends February 28th at Harvey Norman.
Okay, you've found your ideal block of land. Perfect location, perfect lifestyle. Now, it's time to stroll through the urban at the Selector Homes Display Village. Intelligently designed for a narrow block, the urban is packed with space to suit a young family or your upcoming retirement. Contemporary facades, stone facings, stunning courtyard, you'll make the neighbours jealous. Visit the urban at the Selector Homes Display Village, Port Wakefield Road, Burton.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
It's 20 minutes past 2, after 2:30 in open slathered. A couple of tickets to go and see Jackson and Jackson, a part of the fringe that begins in a couple of days' time. This is the Adelaide combination of Gospo Collective. They're brilliant. It's been one of the great successes of recent years, and they do some of the great songs by the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson. Hence the name Jackson and Jackson versus Jackson. So if yours is a good call, in fact, the best call we get in open slather after 2:30, you win a couple of tickets to go and have a terrific night out, all part of the Gluttony and the Fringe starting on Friday. Jackson versus Jackson. Great show from all reports. We're talking the issue of IT with Richard Pascoe. His mobile number is 0419... 0419 281 145. That's 0419. Got that? Then after that, it's 281. Do it again. 0419 281 145. Richard Pascoe, no. The Adelaide tech guy. Righto, Happy Valley. And Paul's been patiently waiting on the
Pilko
phone. G'day,
Pilko.
Paul.
Sorry,
yeah.
Pilko, just before we go on, 0419 829 145. And I've got some financial advice for people too, Pilko, just from the from the break before. We've got Port Adelaide this year. Put all your money on them to win, so but gamble responsibly, or okay? Sorry.
God, I knew he'd get it in somehow or another. Either that or the pub, one or the other. Oh,
there we go. Sorry.
Let's go to Happy Valley. G'day, Paul. You've got a question for the man himself. Hello, Paul.
Hello. Yeah, I've got a Wi-Fi cable.
Yes.
And used to go in the back of my computer, which broke down.
Right.
And it was off my camera. But all the other ones now have got USB ports on the back. This Wi-Fi cable is like that, but it's got a round end on the end.
What brand camera is it, Paul?
It's a Senyo.
A Senyo camera?
Yeah, movie camera.
Yep. So, Paul, you've probably got a...
It's a Sony.
Sony, if you go into one of the camera shops, Paul, they'll be able to get you one in.
Well, I've got the cable.
Yeah.
But when I want to download the films onto my computer...
Yep.
Because all the new computers now have got USB ports on the back.
That's it.
They don't have the cable with the round, you know, like mine has, that'll fit into it.
Right.
So it's got a round end on it, on one end, square on one the other end, but round on the other, if you know what I mean.
That's it. So you're probably going to go into, have you got a piece of paper on your pole?
No, I haven't, no.
Right, so on my website under businesses, I recommend all needs computers.
Hang on, I've got a piece of paper now, so
excellent, Paul. All needs computers, 342 King William Street.
342 King
William Street. Go in there, tell them what you need. They'll probably be able to get it in for you. It's right next to the new COVID hotel. Right next door to it.
Was it again?
All needs computers.
All needs. Okay.
Yep.
You'll
probably be able to get a cheap room next door as well. All right.
God almighty. He does accommodation these days too. Versatile as the kid. Terry, a gentleman from Mitchell Park, has given you a call. Richard, hello, Terry.
Yeah, g'day.
Hi, Terry.
Yeah, I've got an internet problem with PPG where I've had an outage for more than a month. And PPG are telling me that it's a cable fault and NBN is. Times already, and they haven't actually done anything to fix it.
So you've got a case number at TPG?
Yeah, I've got a case number. I can't tell you that at the moment.
No, that's all right. And so you've contacted TPG, and what have they said?
Well, TPG are telling me that it's an NBN problem, and the NBN has come out to my place 3 times already.
Yeah.
And they actually haven't done anything to fix the cable fault because it's been there for a month. And from day one, they said, oh, there's cable fault.
Right.
And people come out and they spend an hour up and down the street, but they haven't actually fixed it.
Fix the problem. Go to the ombudsman, Terry.
Hang on for a month.
Yeah, month is ridiculous. Go tell TPG you're about to go to the ombudsman.
Is that the only thing I can do, is it?
Oh, you've talked to TPG. They haven't done anything. There is obviously a problem somewhere in communication between TPG and NBN. If you don't get anywhere, let me know, Terry, because I do have contacts in the NBN as well. But that will be your first port of call now to go to TPG. You haven't fixed it. You're not paying the bill, are you, Terry?
Well, they're telling me that they're going to give me a credit for the last so many days. But
yeah,
so what,
it's not the point.
No, well, and like it is more than a month, and they keep telling me the NBN has to fix it. Now, the NBN people have been there 3 or 4 times.
Yep.
And they keep saying it's a cable fault, but they don't do anything to fix it.
So they would have to give a report back to TPG about what they've found.
Yeah, well, they do. They keep saying to TPG there's a cable fault, and the TPG engineer came out and saw me, and he said, I don't know why these people are lying. They're saying that the thing is fixed, but it isn't. And it's been referred back to them. So one of the NBN guys that came out about 2 weeks ago said, oh, no, I fixed everything up. You need a new modem. So TPG sent me a new modem. And when that came, I hooked it all up. And, of course, it didn't work. And then the TPG engineer came out and checked everything, said, no, there's a cable fault 31 metres out in the street. NBN has to fix it. Well, I've been back twice since then, and nothing's happened. It's not fixed.
Yeah, I'd go to the Ombudsman now.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Right, Richard, if somebody was thinking of buying a laptop, say, before March, only gives you a couple of weeks, any bargains around at the moment?
The Microsoft Surface range is on special at the moment, and I really love those laptops out there. So go over to Harvey Norman's, and they're all about 15% off. You can save $300-$500 in some cases on those laptops at the moment. Really like those the Surface range of laptops. It's that nice pure Windows 10 experiences, no crapware on there, no third-party stuff, just a Windows 10 operating system. Really good.
Gee, that's a good saving too. 26 and a bit minutes after. Okay, from up at Salisbury, John has given us a ring for Richard Pascoe. Good afternoon, John.
Good day. How you going, fellas?
Good, John.
Richard, I just upgraded to Windows 10.
Good.
And I'm old school, mate.
That's all right.
Any chance I could find my activation key?
You don't have an activation key on Windows 10, John?
Yeah, well, I checked the activation. It's sort of stating it's activated by digital license.
Well, is it activated or not?
It is activated with a digital license.
That's right, so you don't have to worry about it. It's Windows 10 licenses are linked to a computer. So you can't transfer them between computers. It's once you go on and activate it, that's it. It's stuck with that computer.
Yeah, I'm old school. I like to see the sticker number like on the box.
Don't have to worry about the sticker number anymore, John. As long as it's activated, you're fine.
Okay, what about if my hard drive fails?
Swap the hard drive out, it'll be all right. If you swap your hard drive and your, let's say you swap your hard drive and your motherboard out, it's virtually a new computer. So you might have to, in that case, go along and get another license after that.
So if the motherboard's fine, it's the hard drive. I can keep constantly changing hard drives, no problem.
If you had to, yeah.
If I had to,
yeah. All right.
Okay, so there's no other way of finding my key number?
No, you don't need a key. They don't activate via key. They activate, they take a look at your computer and say, yep, you've got the operating system on there. That's John's hard drive. That's his RAM. That's his motherboard. They combine it all together and say, that's John's computer. Windows 10 is activated on it.
Okay, another question. Thanks for that. Now, you're saying that Windows Defender is pretty good. Is
that's
that right?
Right, yep.
Now, what's happened to me is I actually got a Trojan.
Right.
In a zip file that I downloaded.
Yep, shouldn't download zip files, John.
Well, I'm thinking that Windows Defender, it was actually just a manual for a microwave, actually, Richard.
Right. Well, it was a bit more than a manual if it was had a Trojan in it, John.
Yeah, well, that's right. I didn't know it was a Trojan in it. So yeah. I actually opened it, unzipped it. Windows Defender didn't find it. Luckily, I had ESET as my other backup software security.
Right. So if you had ESET on there, ESET actually overrides Defender.
Well, they're working together.
No, they don't work together, John. So sorry, just to pull you up on that. What happens is that Defender is there in the event that ESET fails at what it's doing. What happens if you'd gone to ESET first and said, scan this, it probably would have found it. If ESET wasn't there, Defender probably would have found it. Doesn't work the other way around. Defender sits in the background when you've got another antivirus on there.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right, thanks. So I just thought, geez, ESET found it, but Windows didn't. Defender.
No, that's Defender. When you got two on there, Defender is there only to go along and say, ESET's fallen over, it's uninstalled or whatever, then we'll take over.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually disable my ESET and try that same stupid.
You'd have to completely uninstall it, John.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. No worries.
Thanks, John.
The Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Richard, that number again is 0419, and after that?
829-145.
829-145. Richard Pascoe, you're great at what you do. Thank you again. Look forward to your company at the same time next Wednesday, a little bit after two.